From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Bush administration has decided that Secretary of State Colin Powell will not attend the UN Racism Conference that begins on Friday in Durban, South Africa. In fact, the U.S. might not participate at any level unless a compromise can be reached on language in the draft declaration pertaining to Israel. The Bush administration says the language, supported by Arab states, is offensive. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The administration has warned for weeks that the U.S. might not attend the racism conference if two issues were not resolved. One was the language on Israel. The other, a proposal to use the conference as a forum to demand reparations for slavery. During more than a week of preparatory meetings in Geneva, the language on reparations was toned down to a level that U.S. officials said they could tolerate. But last Friday, President Bush said very clearly the measures referring to Israel were still unacceptable. Negotiations continued. But today, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher made this announcement.
It's clear to us now that the Secretary will not attend this conference. But the exact nature and level of our representation, if any, is still being considered. We are working with some others to see to what extent the problems that the President cited last week might be remedied or might be in the process of being remedied. That will certainly be a factor in our decision.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said today in Austria efforts to reach a compromise on the language continue. Boucher says that Secretary Powell talked to Kofi Annan over the weekend and again today. UN Human Rights Commissioner Mary Robinson told reporters in South Africa the phrase Zionism equals racism has been eliminated from the draft declaration. But Richard Boucher makes clear that more changes are needed to satisfy the United States.
There was a whole series of references to one particular government, to one particular country, and to its policies as being racist. That's what we object to. That's what the President objected to on Friday. That's where the problems are.
Michael McClintock has been coordinating conference preparations for Human Rights Watch. He says other participants have gone to great lengths to accommodate the United States, apparently to no avail.
There's been very much an effort in this very long preparatory process for the conference to compromise with the United States, which has continually put up challenges that if this stays in, we won't go, we'll take our baseball bat and go home. And when compromises have been made, another obstacle has been found. So the goalposts are continually changed.
McClintock says the decision not to send Secretary Powell will have an impact on the conference, but also, he says, on U.S. stature internationally. McClintock says the U.S., after expressing outrage over being denied a seat on the UN Human Rights Commission, will look like a hypocrite if it boycotts the racism conference. A U.S. decision to stay home also is likely to upset African Americans, among whom Republican support already is weak. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.